Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 6, I Found It. Kizma could barely keep up with the orders she had been receiving. She continued to collect clay from Lower River and process it for her work. She loved seeing new faces each week and telling them how much she enjoyed learning from Master Sapierre. When asked about how Evita was doing, she would simply reply, "She doesn't sell much," and then repeat some of Sapierre's first words to her, "Your heart carries a treasure." In spite of the master's urgings to further investigate and grow her abilities, Kizma remained content with her status as a talented young potter, admired by villagers in the surrounding provinces. She viewed Sapierre's infrequent visits to her corner of the workshop as a sign that she had attained a high level of skill and did not need his assistance. Evita, on the other hand, who was obviously not as talented, needed to be constantly instructed in her work. One sunny afternoon, Evita came tromping over to Sapierre. "I found it!" she exclaimed, carrying a sack of freshly dug clay on her back.
"And in record time," added Sapierre.
Her climb to the first peak of Mount Amek had left her with a few bloody scrapes, to which she paid no attention. The yellow clay she had discovered fascinated her. She immediately set to work refining it. It contained noticeably less debris and took much less time to process.
"Because this is a finer clay, you will need to use a gentler touch as you form your pots," instructed the master. As before, Evita had to scrap a good many attempts at forming an acceptable vessel, which Sapierre approved of. Day after day, the bucket of failed attempts filled, and she had to begin anew each morning.
"Why can't I just go searching for another stream with better clay on a higher peak?" Evita sighed on one particularly frustrating day.
"You could," replied the master, "but how will you know if it is better?"
Evita had no answer.
"As you struggle to develop a skilled touch with your hands, you are also developing a skilled ability to distinguish between what the good, the better, and the very best clays feel like. This skilled touch is preparing you for a successful higher climb."
"I guess that would be a waste of energy if I couldn't tell what is better," moaned Evita. She grabbed another lump of soft yellow clay. Once again, after weeks of correction and practice, the day came when Sapierre finally praised her work. It was deeply satisfying.
"Your fingers are beginning to reward you from your long hours of disciplining them," he teased.
Now, at last, she allowed her curiosity to consume her. "Can I make it to the second peak? I wonder, what kind of clay lies above the third crest of Mount Amek?"